Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Rusyn Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73, WPIT in Pittsburgh, and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com, and archived at our webpage, c-rs.org. I am your host, Dean Paloka, bringing you the best in Rusyn music, news, and information from here in America and around the world wherever Rusyns live. For those of us Orthodox faithful, today is Palm Sunday, Flowery Sunday. And for those of us that celebrated Easter, we still are in the Paschal season. We start today's program with Stradonaya Mati, for those of you that will be entering Holy Week. And for those of us in the Paschal season, we have a Christos Voskrese from the Pittsburgh Byzantine Archeparchial Choir, which will be having a concert, which I'll tell you about right after they sing that. That last Christos Voskrese you just heard was from the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchial Choir. They will be presenting a Christ is Risen Paschal program next Sunday, May 5th, at 3 p.m. at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Munhall. The Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchial Choir welcomes all to this open and free concert. There will be plenty of free, accessible parking. A hospitality reception will be held following the program. So that is Christ is Risen Paschal Program from the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchial Choir next Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. at the St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Cathedral in Munhall. For more information, please call Darlene Faka at area code 412-321-4000, extension 20. Again, that is Darlene. 412-321-4000, extension 20. The Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society. We still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you have any requests, any dedications, or would like to make a donation to this program, please give me a call, Dean Paloka, at 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, Russian Radio at c-rs.org. We depend on you, our listeners, to keep this broadcast going well into the future. So once again, that is Dean Paloka, 412-877-9351. On April 24th, we not only celebrated my son Nicholas Paloka's 16th birthday, but we also remember the 210th anniversary of the birth of our national awakener, Father Alexander Duchnovich. He was born in a small village in what is today northeastern Slovakia called Topolja, was born into a family of priests, and was educated in Užhorod, Košice, and the seminary in Užhorod. After ordination as a Greek Catholic priest, he was assigned to work in the chancery office in Prešov, and later served as a parish priest in the remote Rusyn villages of Komloša and Belovezha. Eventually, Father Duchnovich returned to Prešov and was appointed eparchial canon. And it was here in Prešov where Duchnovich was to become the central figure in the Rusyn national awakening. In 1850, Duchnovich established the first Rusyn cultural association, the Prešov Literary Society, which published a series of books, including the first Rusyn literary anthologies issued annually and entitled Pozdravlenie Rusino. The anthology for 1851 included his poem Vruchanie, whose opening lines, I am, was, and always will be Rusyn, ja Rusyn byl, jesmi I budu, were to become the national credo of all Rusyns. Responding to the political crisis in the Habsburg Empire and the increase in Magyarization during the late 1850s and early 1860s, Duchnovich attempted to consolidate Rusyn national forces by creating new cultural organizations. He met with only limited success because the traditional Rusyn patriarchal society, whose educated elite for the most part were Greek Catholic clerics, were becoming increasingly favorably inclined towards the Hungarian state and the idea of belonging to a single Hungarian political nation. Soon after his death in 1865, Duchnowicz was considered as the father and national symbol of the Russian people. After World War I, numerous books and articles were dedicated to Duchnowicz. Statues and busts were erected to him. During the four decades of communist rule following World War II, Marxist scholars were allowed to treat Duchnowicz as an acceptable, progressive, national awakener from the past. His career as a Greek Catholic priest went unmentioned, as was his open rejection of the Ukrainophile movement. Next, we have a new modern version of Ya Rusyn Byl, Yes Mi I Budu. Received an email the other day from our friend Roman Levkovich, who lives in the New York area. He wanted to pass along happy birthday greetings to his great aunt, Anna Romja, who lives in Periopolis and is celebrating her 105th birthday. Yesterday, on April 27th, Anna turned 105 years young. Happy birthday, Anna. Also, I understand that Anna's daughter, Barbara Karolchik, celebrated a birthday in April, so happy birthday to you, Barbara, as well. Birthday greetings come from the Levkovich family in Binghamton, New York, the Bednarovsky family from Košice, and the Romja family from Pečoline, Slovakia. Mile cetko. K vašim narodeninám veľa zdravia, radosti a všetko, čo si želáte praje a boskáva vás, rodina Levkovičová, Binghamton, New York, rodina Benarovská a Romžová, na Slovensku, na mnohaja i blahaja lít. Anna, Happy birthday, happy 105th birthday once again from your family. And they requested a song, Si te bahanichko, by Stefan Vasilenko and Ladislav Jupin. But before that, we will play for you Mnohaya I Blahaya Lita, many happy, blessed years. Mnohaya I
and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, son 17. I participated in the national golf tournament, the national bowling tournament, in some district events. That's a good organization. Very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll free at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Vo Svidniku na Slovákii sa die Novorusínsky festival. V noch 20. až 26. maja 2013 je pro vás pririchtovaný unikátny program. Výstava, teatr, promítania filmov, besedy, muzika i folklor. Pozývame vás na Lučnicu, Pols, folklorný súbor Šarišan, Mariu Mačoškovu, teatr Alexandra Duchnoviča, divadelný súbor zo Srbii, Lemkovskú kapelu Dollars Brothers, kapelu Padeka a veľa ďalších. Veselých informáciách nájdete na www.rusinskyfestival.sk. Ešte raz na veselých informáciách nájdete na stránku www.rusinskyfestival.sk. A new Russian festival is coming to life in Svidnik, Slovakia, offering a week-long cultural program. From May 20th through 26th of this year, you can attend numerous Russian exhibitions, theater plays, movie screenings, talks, music, and of course, folk performances. You will see Luchnitsa, Puls, Sharishan, Maria Matroshkova, the Alexander Duchnovich Theater, drama groups from Serbia, the Lemko Dollars Brothers Band, the Padiga Band, and many others. You can see the complete schedule at their website, www.rusinskyfestival.sk. Once again, that is the website, www.rusinskyfestival.sk.
Tam u sadu kalina api po roju malina. Tam u sadu kalina api po roju malina. Kalina malina, hey! Kalina malina, hey! Hodila cvik kalinu lamala, tam dječina hodila cvik kalinu lamala, 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 hej! Lamala, lamala, hej! Čečki vjazala, na doriški kidala. U pučečki vjazala, na doriški kidala. Kidala, kidala, hey!
As we finish today's broadcast going from Vojvodina to Zakarpattia, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program and invite you to join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for a special Easter broadcast of the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. You can also listen to this broadcast not only terrestrially on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, but also online, WPITAM.com, as well as listening to our archives, c-rs.org. So remember, 2:30 next Sunday, right here, for a special Easter broadcast of the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. Have a great week. We'll see you all next time. Take care. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Paloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, rusynradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бары сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный програм. Pozivamo vas slušati sljedeću nedjelju o 5:30 godini na stanici WPIT
na frekvenciju 700 30. Trimajte se krasne i s Bogom.